Roosevelt Goes Fishing. This is Murphy Gibbons. In May 1937, President Franklin D. Roosevelt traveled to Port Aransas to go fishing. Roosevelt accepted his son Elliot's offer to take him fishing for tarpon. Elliot had visited Port Aransas the year before. Roosevelt and a few aides left Washington by train on April 28th. At New Orleans, they boarded a Navy destroyer, which carried them to the Aransas Pass Channel. There, they met with the president's yacht, the Potomac, which anchored off the lighthouse. On Sunday afternoon, Roosevelt went fishing with Port Aransas fishing guide Barney Farley. 9 tarpon were caught by the presidential party. None were caught by the president, though he said he felt 4 good tugs. On Monday, Roosevelt went fishing again with Farley. He hooked a tarpon and worked it to the boat. When Farley saw the fish, he realized that the hook had torn a large hole in the tarpon's mouth and told Roosevelt he was going to lose his first tarpon. When the fish jumped, the hook fell out. Roosevelt later landed a 4-footer, and Corpus Christi photographer Doc McGregor, in a boat nearby, snapped a shot of Farley and Elliot holding up the tarpon. Roosevelt received news on Friday that the German airship Hindenburg had exploded at Lakehurst, New Jersey. He sent a telegram to Adolf Hitler with condolences. On Saturday, the president's last day of fishing, he went out again with Farley. That afternoon, he landed a 5-foot tarpon as the newsreel camera recorded it. The president was so excited, Farley said, he would rub his hands on the tarpon and then on his khaki pants. The Potomac left on Sunday for Galveston, where Roosevelt met, for the first time, Lyndon Johnson, newly elected to Congress. Back in Washington, Roosevelt's court-packing plan, which would give him control of the Supreme Court, went down to defeat. Cartoonists remembered the fishing trip to Port Aransas and the big tarpon with a hole in its mouth. Roosevelt's plan to reconstruct the court was shown as the big fish that got away. This is Murphy Gibbons.